heading to Rarotonga, then you need to get the unofficial official guide to Raro, and it's completely free. The helpful 8-page PDF gets you completely ready for your holiday to Rarotonga. Inside the guide, you'll find information on transportation, Wi-Fi, customs, SIM, eSIM information on the cards, scooter rentals, and so much more. To get your free guide to Rarotonga, head to raropass.com/guide. That's raropass, raropass.com/guide. Welcome to the Key Runner Podcast, a show about what you will find, what you will not find in the Cook Islands. And now here's your host, Chantal Napa.
Kia ora, everyone. Welcome back to Key Runner Podcast. This is your host, Chantal Napa. So I'm going to get interviewed by Becca, who's from the US. And this is coming about because she was asking me, how did I start Kiorana podcast? And then I thought, well, I've said this story before, but it's such a great story, I should say it again. And then you can interview me.
Yes, of course.
And I've just finished recording you on the show, right? And you're from the East Coast.
Yes.
And so because you went to Aitutaki, and so anyway, you asked me about Kiorana podcast.
Yes, and how did it get started? And how long it's been going on?
Thank you. So in September 2019, this lady walked into my office, Cherie Weston, Chantal's concierge, and it's down in Tikioki, a nice snorkeling spot on the southeast side of Rarotonga. And I could tell she'd just gotten off the airplane because she had the A on her head and the A, and she was very dressed, like, you know, like she's traveling. And I go, hi. And she says, I'm just lost. Like, I know I'm near my Airbnb. And she goes, but there's no sign, right? And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is the 5,000th tourist that I've like helped like find their Airbnb. Because going back to 2019, Google Maps, even though it existed then, a lot of us weren't on Google Maps in 2019.
Right.
So I asked her to give me some details, and because she didn't have Wi-Fi, so I had to like sign her into my Wi-Fi, right? Do all of that. Get the details. Oh, okay. You're actually down there about 2 kilometers. So I asked one of my staffs at the time, Sandra, to drive her down, and then Cherie could follow her on her motorbike. Well, Sandra was on her motorbike. Cherie was in her car. And Sandra comes back and she goes, we found it. She's all good. Awesome. The next day, Cherie turns up with morning tea for the staff.
Oh,
I know. And she was from Australia.
Yeah.
And she goes, I've slept. Thank you. I've bought you girls morning tea. And I see that you're a booking office. Can you book my tours? I'm traveling alone for a month. My husband doesn't like to travel, right? And she was also like retired in her 60s. So we're like, sure. So we sit down and we map out her month for her.
Nice.
You know, over here, do this, do this, do this. She says, I'm going to Aitutaki in the last week I'm here. Right? Okay. So we mapped out her holiday, you know, her snorkeling tours, her progressive dinner tour, her this, you know, how where she's going to stay. And she was moving around to other places is what I mean. So we had to organize the pickups from different places,
because yeah,
this week she's staying there, then next week she's staying there, then organize the pickups of the tour operators. Right. So Cherie would pop in and out, Becca, like, you know, every second or third day. It started off with morning tea, and then it ended up being at 4 o'clock she'd bring drinks.
Aww.
Right?
Good for her.
And then she's at my office, right, and I had this you know those fold-up tables, Becca? Right. I had a fold-up table. She put her drink down on it, and it kind of fell over because the table was warped.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because what happens is, you know, when something's in the sun or it deteriorates, right? And so we all grab her drink and go, oh, sorry, let's just put it on the straight side of the table. couple of days later, Becca, this big lorry truck pulls up to my office. This beautiful six-seater glass top cane $2,500 table.
Was delivered?
Was delivered.
Wow.
And I'm like, No. What are you doing? Like, I didn't purchase that. I didn't purchase that. It must be for the Airbnb next door or that one over there. And they're like looking at their delivery run sheet going, is this Chantel's concierge? Yeah. Well, this is where it's going. And I'm like, can I have a look at that delivery sheet, please? I have a look. And it says Cherie Weston, purchased by.
Wow.
And that is still at my office. And it is my centerpiece in my office with the six chairs underneath,
yeah.
Right? And then she swings around later that afternoon with the afternoon
drinks.
And she goes, great, because anybody who comes here should not have to put their, you know, drink down and it falls over. And I go, Cherie. And she goes, it's my donation to this office.
Oh, that's so sweet of her.
Yeah, she goes, you girls have looked after me for 3 weeks in Rarotonga.
Wow.
You know, the staff.
Yeah.
She goes, you've made me feel at home. You've helped me with my tours. You've looked after me. I'm traveling alone. And I'm just like, wow. Then she says, well, you know, Chantel, because I've been in and out of your office now for 3 weeks, would you like to come with me next week to Aitutaki? I will pay for your airfare. Everything's already paid for, as you know, because you mapped it. Yeah. And I'll pay you to travel with me so that I don't have to do it alone. I'm like a chaperone. And she goes, yeah. She goes, I'll pay you $250 a day for it.
Wow.
For 4 days. And I'm like, to just hang out with you. And she goes,
have fun.
Yeah, have fun. And she goes, you know, all the tours that you booked for me? Yeah. Well, why don't you just add yourself on and I'll just pay for it all. And then I'm like, so I contact her accommodation, all the tours, and go, there's a plus one, and that's me. Right? So we go to Aitutaki for 4 days. I'm like, am I working? And she goes, you should do this. You should offer this for single traveling women who, you know, just want Rarotonga opened up a bit to them,
yeah,
or the cooks opened up to them as a service. Wow. Single traveling woman, she said. Right.
Right.
Just like myself.
Yeah.
I go, okay. So we get to Aitutaki. She says, right, I want you to go and do one meeting and clip that ticket and do one business meeting while we're here. I'm like, no, I'm on your clock. I'm on your holiday clock. She goes, no. I want you to do one business meeting while you're here. Like, try and get Chantel's concierge into Aitutaki. Because you're doing such a great job in Rarotonga.
Right.
Okay. Who do I know in Aitutaki? Who do I know in Aitutaki? Oh, I know Nick Henry at Tamanu Resort. So I get down to Tamanu Resort and I'm like, oh, hi, Nick. How are you going? We went to school together. I was like, this is Cherie Weston. I'm traveling with her, you know. And she's like, I'm going to the bar. You two talk, right? And he goes, oh, come in, Chantel. I'm like, can you put in your diary that we had a meeting? Then I'll put in my diary that we had a meeting. He goes, well, you better sit down and we have a meeting then. Oh, true. Okay, this. I sit down. He goes, how's concierge? How's this? How's that? You know, I'm updating him. And we're talking business. And then I go to leave. And there was a dozen books, Becca, on my right-hand side, all with the same binding name. How I Fell in Love with an Island. How I Fell in Love with an Island. How I Fell, right? And I'm like, what's up with these books, Nick? And he goes, oh, some American dropped them off, Chantel. He goes, I don't know. He goes, some guy wrote the book. He's American, brought me a dozen. He's been going around giving them to all of us, you know. And I'm like, how much is it? And he goes, I can't charge you. He gave them to me for free.
Wow.
He goes, take one.
Yeah.
So, okay. Cherie comes around and she goes, no, we want to pay for it. This is business. Right. I'm like, isn't she amazing? So I think she gives him $20. And he goes, no, I don't want the money. And then he's like, just pop it in the donation box somewhere. Right. So we get back to her accommodation, Becca. And I said to her, how about I read out aloud to you while you cook dinner tonight? You read out aloud to me tomorrow night while I cook dinner. So I start reading. She starts cooking. We're at home, we're drinking homemade cocktails, she's cooking, I'm reading out aloud to her from this book. wow. of how I met Hayden, which is the IT engineer guy of Kia Ora Ana podcast. So he had written that book. So I get to page 47. We are laugh out loud, belly laughing, right, about this guy's adventures, because it's accidental adventures, right, and how I fell in love with an island. By page 47, she says, dinner's ready. I put the book down upside down, and I see the contact at the back of the book website.
Yeah.
Right? And I said to her, I've got to email this author after dinner. So after dinner, I send this really quick email. Hey, I'm a Rarotongan. I'm on holiday in Aitutaki. I found your book at Tamanu Resort. Nick Henry gave it to me. I'm reading it. I'm with, you know, a friend. We're traveling. Page 47, I'm laughing at your Starbucks free description account of my country. Thank you so much. The next day we wake up, Pekka, there was a reply from Hayden, right, who pretty much just said, thank you so much for reading my book. Wow. It was fun to write. I can see where your office is and your signature. I'm going to be back in Rarotonga in 4 months' time in December 2019. Can I stop in? Yeah, sure. So December 2019, Pekka, right? Can you do your American voice?
Yeah. Oh, hello, Chantel. Yeah, exactly. How are you?
So at the front of the office, right, repeat after me. It's like, is Chantel here? Come on, Pekka, say it.
Is Chantel here?
Yeah. And I look up and I go, I'm Chantel, and if you're going to bring me money, sir, proceed through. But honestly, like, I am so busy. Like, I can't, like, do you need some help? I'm Hayden, man. You know, you read my book, right? And I go, oh, like Hayden S. Adams Hayden. Yeah, I told you I was coming in December, you know. And I'm like, come on through. I said, Hayden, I know the first line in your book. He goes, no way. I said, I just remember the first line in your book. Like every good story, it begins with a beautiful woman. Period, full stop. He's like, all right.
Well, yeah.
We spoke for like 15 minutes, Pekka, right, about the book.
Wow. And the book is all about his experience in the Cook Islands? Nice.
And then at the end of the book, he explains in the book how he accidentally ended up here. That's why it's called Accidental Adventures, and how I fell in love with an island.
Wow.
And without giving too much away about the book, and reason, the whole first line tells you, like every good story, it begins with a beautiful woman, right? It is so funny. So without giving too much away about the book, at the end of our 15 minutes in my office, Pekka, I say to him, what else have you written? You know, I could go and look it up online. And as he's walking away to rejoin his friends and family who were waiting across the road, he said, oh, no, I just wrote that for fun. I'm an IT guy. And off he went.
Wow.
December 2019, right? Remember March 2020, all borders started closing?
Yes, and COVID.
And so March 25th or 27th here, 2020, our borders closed. And then in April 2020, I get this email from Hayden. He's like, hey, Chantel, I'm so bored and locked down. I've just been doing some research. There's no podcast coming out of the Cook Islands. Would you like to be the host and I can build the infrastructure?
Wow.
I email him back and go, it's Sunday, Hayden. I'm so such in shock of what's going on around here. And I don't even know what a podcast is.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's schedule a FaceTime chat on Tuesday.
That's awesome.
And the rest is history.
Wow.
And so he said to me in that FaceTime chat, it's going to take me 6 weeks to build. I'm like, this 6 weeks? And he goes, yeah, I'm going to build the best audio website, right, ever. He goes, your job is to go and find people to talk on the show. So Pekka, while I was going around the island asking everybody if they would like to come on the show in 2020, they're in shock. They don't know what a podcast is, just like me.
Right.
Because Hayden had to explain to me what a podcast was. Then I had to explain to them what a podcast was. Nobody really wanted to talk because they're in shock.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a hard time.
And so then I ummed and ahed my way through the first year. And and managed to record so many wonderful people here. And because we were in lockdown, it's kind of like you could actually get, you know, like weekly 52 weeks of lockdown in Rarotonga, because it was done weekly.
Yeah.
And we had the time because we were in lockdown.
Right, right.
And in that first year, I interviewed, you know, like environmentalists, school teachers, friends, aunties, uncles, retired publicans.
Yeah.
The Prime Minister came on a couple, two or three times to support, you know, to support our then Queen's Rep, now King's Rep wife. Lady Masters came on the show to support. Bankers came on.
Wow.
And I learned so much about people that I had known, a lot of them, my whole life.
Yeah.
Because I took the time to sit down and listen.
Mm-hmm.
So then you asked me, how often do you do the podcast?
Yes. Yeah.
So because it's volunteer and I do it when I can, because it's not funded, it's not right. sponsored.
And are you still the concierge, running your concierge business as well?
Oh, I've got to tell her, everyone, about RaraPass, don't I? So after this, I'm going to tell her about RaraPass. So concierge is now all digital. Thanks okay. to Hayden. Thanks to
Good
that
for
4
Hayden.
Year, thanks
yeah.
to that 4 year friendship that yeah. was formed from reading a book to building a podcast together. To when the borders opened, Hayden came down here in October 2022 because he hadn't been here since December 2019 because he couldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he came in October 2022, we had been doing the podcast together for 2 years. And so our borders, you know, our borders, our country shut for like, it shut.
Yes.
Right? So as soon as they announced the opening for Hayden to get here in October, you know, he bought his ticket like in May, you know, because they said we're opening, right? So he gets here in October 2022, Pekka, and he sits me down at my office because I also just concentrated on the podcast during COVID, and concierge just kind of started dying.
Right, because there weren't any tourists coming.
Yeah,
right?
So I wasn't yeah. posting. Yeah. I wasn't like, what was I going to say? You can't come.
Yeah.
You know, you can't come. You can't come. So I lost like half my following, which was totally understandable.
Right.
Right. And so Hayden comes down, he gets off the plane, and he goes, right, I have flown halfway around the world to ask you what the doot is going on with Chantel's concierge. I started crying and, you know, excuses and COVID and this and that. And he goes, yeah. Well, what are you going to do now? I have no idea. I don't know. I got no more stuff. I love, man. He's like, okay. I said, but I do have an idea. He goes, tell me. I said, well, I was thinking of this, like doing it digitally. And then they buy a pass, and then I still connect them to all of my vendors.
Right.
Ooh. Who I had done business with for years. You know, the lagoon cruisers, the
you
spas.
You had a relationship with
yeah.
them. Yes.
I had
yeah.
years of relationships yeah. already built with them, and I was trying to figure out how to connect you digitally to them because I had no more staff. And people are like, oh, well, you could get more staff. And it's like, it's not just get more staff. You know, concierge is like years and hundreds of hours of training.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it properly,
yeah.
right? It's like
yeah.
that intel is learned intel. And then he's like, keep going. So I had this idea. They we used to do it manually. If they buy a pass online for like $10 for the week, I could open up and I could go and ask all the vendors that I had done business with, instead of giving me the commission like you did before, that commission discount, can you give it to the customer?
Oh, that's a good idea.
And they were like, huh? I said, okay, you know how you used to give me 10% commission when I booked you, right? They go, yeah. I'm like, I want you to give that discount to the to the pass holder. They'll buy the pass from me for $10 for a week. And if they book with you, whatever I was getting for years, give that discount to them.
Ooh.
Okay, Chantel. So really, I'm going to make money if they show me the pass.
Yeah.
It's not going to cost you to advertise. It's not going to cost you. You're only going to spend that commission if they're coming to you. You don't have to pay a weekly fee to me or an annual fee. I'll just keep advertising you and directing traffic to you. Give them the discount. And I will attempt to sell them a pass. Like a membership.
Wow. Right.
But we called it a pass because it goes into your digital wallet.
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't even know what a digital wallet is. I said, I know, but what we're going to do is this is what my membership will look like in the digital wallet. Remember, this is not for you. They know what the digital wallet is.
Yeah.
And that is how they will be presenting their membership to you because it's not a physical plastic card. Ah.
You just need to know what to look for on the phone.
Yeah. In the wallet. Ah, it'll have dates on it starting from this and this.
Yeah.
Okay. So Hayden and I sat down since October 2022, Becca, building, promoting BorrowPass.
Wow. And it's still going today?
Yes. So nice. Then we spent all of last year, 2023, listing everyone because you had to get permission. Like, hi, you own Cooker Lagoon Cruises. Can I list you and offer that percent? Hi, you own Captain Tummers. Can I list you, please, and offer that? Hi. So that conversation I just had with you, I had to have that conversation with 200 businesses.
Yeah, that's a lot of vendors to go to. And
to have that conversation with 200 vendors, you get 81 of them say yes, right? You get a percentage say, let me think.
Like him and her, yeah.
And then you get a percentage say no, right? And sales is about follow-up. So unless you hear a no, you don't know, so you keep following up.
Right.
Then when you hear a no, you go, okay, great, red. You know, because I have a system just like traffic lights, Becca, in my spreadsheet.
Green, yellow, red. I love it.
Yeah. So in my spreadsheet, it's like the name of all the 400 businesses that I would have talked to, right? And then it's got like emailed on this date, called on this date. Followed up on this date, dropped in on this date, spoke to on this date. And then when I get a no, it's red. When I get a thinking, it's yellow. When I get a green, right? And that could be after 6 follow-ups.
Yeah.
And so there's over 170 businesses on there now.
Wow, that's awesome. And it's called the Raro Pass?
It's called the Raro Pass.
Does it include restaurants as well?
Like, so 4 categories. What would be the 4 categories that you would need Pekka on your holiday? They would be
restaurants,
dining,
tours, yes,
activities,
yes,
shopping, services.
Nice.
4 simple, right?
Yeah.
Categories. And then there's other resources down the bottom of the website that are not the discounts, and those resources down the bottom of the website are accommodation, free listing, direct to the owner, transport, free listing, direct to the transport people, clubs and societies, free listing, direct to them.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I learned from doing the Kia Ora podcast with Hayden and working with Hayden and American, I noticed, Pekka, very quickly, because I was working a lot with an American person, right? He's in his phone all the time. He's like, Chantel, I'm not reading newspapers anymore or magazines anymore. I'm in my phone.
Yeah.
And he goes, and I'm the traveler, and I'm using my pass for boarding passes, my digital wallet. I'm using it for tickets. He said, this is what the rest of the world are using, and we are building this for them.
Yeah.
And
he's right.
And because I'm watching him and I'm like, do you want to go and buy the newspaper? And he goes, nah, just read it online. Oh, okay. He says, I pay the subscription online. Oh, okay. Do you want to read the magazine? No, I read it online. Oh, okay. I'm like, this is so interesting, Hayden. He goes, Chantel, I'm telling you, the rest of the world, we are all in our phones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is how I need it delivered to me in my phone.
Yeah.
He goes, and when I'm going to go on holiday, I'm not going to take my laptop, possibly, but I'll take my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I need it presented to me in my phone.
Yep, and an easy way to access it on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
And saves paper, he was saying, you know, like, yeah. Saves so many things.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's my cousin Sam. Thank you for allowing me your space here.
Thanks for stopping me.
Oh, of course. Of course. This has been fun.
Now she's interviewing me, Sam.
Yeah, I was saying we've switched roles.
We finished. She's interviewing me now. I'm like, she asked me a question. I said, well, actually, let's record that. And you ask me the questions.
Oh, good one. Yeah, because
thanks
say that
Paul, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was over at the backpackers.
Another cousin.
Yeah. I stayed at the backpackers for a week and then
Very good. Very good. See ya. Love you, bye. What's gonna start, everyone? Okay. Talk soon. Back to the Kia Rana podcast, everybody. Okay. Yeah, so pretty much that's it. Thanks very much, Pika, for asking me. I mean, you know, I have recorded this before on my show, but it's always good to, like, do true stories you can always remember.
Yes, yes. And I loved learning about this. This is such a great service for people that come here.
Mm, yeah. So there you go. Kia ora podcast, Shantia Napa, Rara Pass, and Pika, all the way from the United States of America. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening, everyone. Kia ora, may you live long. Aida da, farewell, and kia manuia means good luck.